Hi there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2021. Last month, there were 3,026 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 12.8% increase from February 2020. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 17.1% on a year-over-year basis to $445,000, an all-time high for the month of February. Looking at the condo market, there were 1,459 condo sales in February, a 3.9% increase from February 2020, while the median sale price hit $419,000, a 4.8% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group's CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be with you. Daylight savings time is upon us. Red Sox are in spring training. And the real estate market is heating up. I guess that's all good news, right?
The median sales price for both single-family homes and condos has been above $400,000 for 8 straight months now. Do you think this will be the new floor for Massachusetts real estate moving forward?
The median price of a single-family home has been on a relentless march upwards. We have to go back 5 years to February of 2016 to find a single month when it has slipped below the same month in the prior year. And we have to go back to 2011 to find a full year in which the median price has declined. Back then, in 2011, the median price was $285,000. Today, it is $445,000. That's a remarkable record of rising prices. In 2019, the median price for the whole year was $400,000. And in 2020, it was $445,000. In the first 2 months of 2021, it has gained another 15%. But we need to keep in mind that what goes up can also come down. During the Great Recession, the median price fell 20%. Rapid double-digit increases in the median price for an extended period of time is really unsustainable. Low interest rates, low inventory, high demand, increased consumer savings rates, and a strange pandemic economy are all fueling a boom in the real estate market, not just in Massachusetts, but across the entire country. We need to be careful what we wish for. The consequences of a bubble in real estate prices are painful.
Stage 4 of Governor Baker's reopening plan is scheduled to start next week, which will probably be a boon for the condo market in heavily populated areas. Now, if everything goes according to plan, what do you think we can expect to see out of condos in the coming months?
Condo sales volume and median prices continue to rise even during the pandemic, but they lag behind the performance of single-family homes. Will this continue over the next year or two? I think the jury is still out. The reduction in restrictions on our activities during the pandemic does not mean that everyone will immediately revert to former practices and attitudes. Some people will still fear gathering in crowded indoor spaces. Others have found new ways of living. They work remotely. They get takeout food. They stream entertainment on TV. Will they all return to church attendance, movie theaters, concerts, airlines, and restaurants immediately? Probably not. Will they find new urban condos an easy and exciting way to live as soon as the spread of the coronavirus has been contained? Probably not. It will take a while for everything to get sorted out and new attitudes and attractions to take hold.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2021. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.